Hi, this is Farah. Welcome to Military Law and Life Matters, the podcast that arms you with knowledge so you don't become a victim of injustice. So I'm back from my sabbatical, happy to resume sharing information that may help you on your path to upgrading your discharge. And it's been a while since I've been gone. I want to give you an update on some cases, some developments, basically some lawsuits that have been filed against the Air Force and the Department of Defense. So I want to give you an update because these do apply to discharge upgrades and your DD-214s. So let me begin the first lawsuit. The first lawsuit that I'm going to discuss is a lawsuit against the Air Force that actually was filed in 2021. And that lawsuit of April in 2023, several months ago, there has been like a proposed settlement for the case. And I'm going to summarize what the lawsuit alleged and what the proposed settlement might actually entail. It's a class action lawsuit that was filed on behalf of Air Force veterans. And it was alleged that they were discriminated by the Air Force Discharge Review Board. I'll refer to them as a DRB as we go forward, on the basis of their disabilities. So two years later, in April 2023, the plaintiffs in this case requested that the United States District Court for the District of Connecticut grant preliminary approval of the class action settlement. So I'm assuming that they had discussions with the Air Force, and they came up with perhaps a tentative settlement on how to go forward. This has not been approved yet. I just want to emphasize, not approved, but I'm going over what's in the request for settlement to the court, which was again filed in April recently. I'm guessing in the coming months, the court may order a preliminary approval of the settlement, but again, it hasn't been approved yet. So what does the lawsuit allege? The lawsuit states that the Air Force separated thousands of service members from the military with less than honorable discharges due to minor infractions, and they at the same time refused to acknowledge that these veterans had some type of mental health issue, they had sexual trauma, they were victim of sexual trauma, or other, you know, mental health issues or sexual harassment, things that would have had an impact on the conduct they then committed after, which led to their discharge. So that's what they're alleging. And so what are we talking about? We're talking about the DOD guidance. They're basically saying the DRB is refusing to properly apply the DOD guidance letters that are discussed in the Hagel memo, the Curtin memo, the Wilkie memo, all of these memos that basically are telling the boards, you know, you should try to apply liberal consideration, and that should be given to veterans when they're petitioning for discharge relief, when there are mental health conditions or other health conditions, such as if someone was a victim of military sexual trauma, they were a victim of sexual harassment or had other mental health conditions that were service connected that then had an impact. There was a nexus between that and the misconduct they committed. And if you want to go back and listen to podcasts, I've done plenty about discussing all those memos and what they mean. But basically the lawsuit alleged that, you know, again, the DRB rejected hundreds of meritorious claims. You know, they do this annually, and they just pretty much deny it. They're saying, using boilerplate language to reject the claim, and they fail to state the reason for the denial of the veteran's application. And they basically allege this, because of this, their decisions are just arbitrary and capricious. So what they're saying is, you know, bottom line, that they deny applications. They don't really give a good reason. They don't explain in detail why these applications were denied. And they just use boilerplate language to reject their claims. So what they're doing is they're asking the court to set aside these DRB improper denials based on the unlawful application of the law and unlawfully denying their contentions. Now, if this settlement is approved by the court, the Air Force would then have to reconsider cases of service members who were, in fact, struggling with mental health issues, either PTSD or any mental health condition. And if they then basically got less than an honorable discharge. So what's a less than an honorable discharge? It's basically a general under honorable conditions or other than honorable conditions. So you could still have a general under honorable conditions, and they would still have to reconsider your case. There's timelines, a lot of details I'll just kind of tell you now, but you know, just realize if this case is in fact settled, there's the Air Force is going to provide lots of guidance. There'll be information on websites on whose cases are automatically going to be considered, which veterans have to reapply, etc. But basically, what the deal is that they're going to consider cases filed after September 13th, 2015, when a veteran had filed after that date, and the veteran doesn't have to do anything. The Air Force veteran just has an automatic review if the discharge involved these issues. For cases between September 2006 and September 2015, then the Air Force is going to have to reapply, but they're going to be able to reapply. And the only issue is if they were discharged over 15 years ago, because there's that 15 years damage statute of limitations, they're going to have to apply to the Air Force Board of Correction of Military Records. The other thing is, just so you know, this class of Air Force members who this applies to is basically Air Force veterans who served in the military during the Iraq and Afghanistan eras. And they define this as people who were discharged after October 7th, 2001, and who submitted a discharge application after September 13th, 2006. So again, when this is settled, I'm assuming there's going to be some settlement. The Air Force is going to, you know, put out a lot of guidance, put it on their website. I will put that somewhere and publish that so that you can have access to that. But if you like Google Air Force Review Boards Agents or Secretary of Review Boards Agency, I'm sure on that website, they'll have plenty of information. I've looked at that site. They don't really discuss that now, but it has a really good site. The Air Force one is really, really good, robust, has a lot of information. And I'm assuming it's going to be on that site or some link to that. Okay, so another thing that the settlement says is that and this is really important. This caught my eye because as an attorney doing these cases, I know, when I submit information regarding someone with a mental health issue, I'm sure to submit information that will show this mental health condition occurred during service. But some people who may not know better or doing them on their own may not be alert to the fact that you really have to submit a lot, you know, evidence showing this is service related. But what the Air Force has agreed to do in the settlement is they agreed that if in fact applicants submit an application and they're medical, a DRB medical professional determines that the materials they submitted are insufficient to establish that a mental health condition or experience existed in service, basically that it was service connected. For example, PTSD was service connected, or any other type of mental health condition, depression, etc., was service connected, then they are going to provide a notice to the applicant while the application is pending, it seems, where the member can then submit additional evidence. This really is helpful because it will avoid the veteran basically will be denied of the application, and then they'd have to reapply and then wait another year, 18 months, whatever, to get another decision. So this will be very helpful if this is approved. Now, it says that it's going to be piloted for a year. This pilot applies to submitting the board, submitting information to the applicant saying, hey, we're not going to find that you're condition was service connected. So you better submit additional evidence that will show that it was. So again, this would be very helpful. And they are though going to pilot this for a year, according to the proposed settlement. They probably want to see how it goes and how it's working before they commit to doing this, on a regular basis. So this was very, really good. As I said, it just allows you to have additional opportunity to submit information if they feel they're going to deny it based on the fact it was not service related. The other thing the Air Force, I guess, is going to have to do is provide just much more detail when they're making denials as to why they decided to deny the application, rather than, you know, maybe more template type language or as this lawsuit alleges, boilerplate language. So they're going to have to give you enough information so that the veteran could say, okay, now I know exactly why this is denied, and I'll be able to, you know, it'll be easier for the veteran to challenge the decision, frankly. So the Air Force basically is going to have to be doing a lot of cases after this lawsuit is settled. A lot more cases, as I said, automatically reviewed. Some they're going to get more applications based on the ones that have to refile, but they're going to have their hands full, just like the Navy and Army, who've also were sued by, you know, plaintiffs and veterans, etc. So they also have their hands full relooking at these cases. So I guess now we have all the services covered with all these very similar lawsuits. But that's good news for the Air Force veterans. If this is approved, you're going to have another chance for someone to, you know, a board to look at your new board, look at your application and see if there's enough information in there. And so good news all around. But that's the first lawsuit. Again, has not been settled yet, but maybe, and stay tuned. Okay, another lawsuit. This one is against the Department of Defense. So in early August 2023, so like a month ago, a group of LGBTQ veterans in a class action lawsuit sued the Department of Defense for denying them honorable discharges and for listing their sexual orientation on their service records, which is their DD-214. The plaintiffs are asking the Department of Defense to grant them honorable discharges so they can also access veterans benefits, including health care, college tuition assistance, and loan programs. And they're asking the language on their DD-214s that note their sexuality be removed, as this is an invasion of privacy. And as we know, you know, the DD-214 is the veterans, it's your primary service record of service. So when someone asks for your, you know, military service evidence, what do you show them? Your DD-214, whether it's for healthcare and, you know, other type of things, or even getting a job, right? That's what they ask you for. And as I always say, that's kind of an ineradicable stigma unless you get it changed if there was some injustice. So the class of this lawsuit basically are all veterans from all branches. It's not just, you know, Navy, Air Force, et cetera. It's all branches of the United States Armed Forces who are asking that the government, again, automatically adjust the discharge status of former service members by automatically correcting all of the records, all of their DD-214s, without requiring these individuals, this class of individuals, to apply to the boards. They, basically they argue that the entity that caused the error or the injustice was the government, and the government already acknowledged it was an error. They repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell legislation in 2010. So they again feel there should be automatic correction. They feel that, you know, making veterans now go back and have to be re-traumatized, having to relive all this that happened is unjust as well. So they believe that, you know, again, based on U.S. acknowledged this, Department of Defense, that they should repeal it. So, again, they're asking for the narrative reason on the DD-214 to be changed, and also the separation codes, where if you go and look at it, it can actually refer to, homosexual behavior, conduct, or, you know, this language that could be, you know, obviously prejudicial to when they're presenting to an invasion of privacy, basically. So, that's what they're asking the boards to do. And it was just filed in August 2023. So no, you know, obviously the other side, Department of Defense, has to like look at it. And I'm sure there'll be some negotiations and settlements, but, you know, makes sense what they're asking for, because if they repealed and now it's on your DD-214 and they have to present it to everyone, I mean, it certainly is an invasion of privacy. So we'll see what happens to this one. I don't know when there'll be a resolution, but I'll certainly let you know. But again, it applies to this class of individuals that I mentioned. So, okay. So what's the future hold? Well, in future episodes, I hope to go over some of the more recent cases decided by the DRBs for the services, the Air Force, the Army, and the Navy, which, as you know, also reviews applications for Marines, because I'd like to go over and see how they're now analyzing cases, if they change the way they're writing up their board decisions, based on, you know, the lawsuits they all have had, which are, you know, argue some similar concepts. This way, it'll help you understand how the boards are looking at these applications. You'll see what the applicants are submitting for their justification for the upgrade. And we'll see the rationale of the boards of what they say when they're either granting or denying applications. So I think that will be helpful for you when you're, you know, if you're doing the discharge application yourself, you can get a better idea of what exactly the boards are looking at and how they're analyzing it. So that's what the future holds. I'll do some of those in the future. but that's it for today. So I hope you found this helpful. Please share the podcast with veterans who may be dealing with discharge issues. I hope they'll find this helpful. I have many, many podcasts that deal with discharge upgrades. So please point that out to them. And you know what I would say to you, if you believe you were a victim of injustice, then you just have to have the tenacity to fight to the end. You have to fight the injustice, and it means you have to take the first step. And if you don't, you're going to have zero chance of success, of course. So yeah, you have to take the first step, which is, you know, get your records if you don't have them, you know, look at them, listen to my podcasts, look at my guide. And, you know, if you need any assistance, you know, feel free to reach out to me. But yeah, take that first step. And as I always say, never, ever give up, because there is always hope. Talk to you next time. Take care.